it's shooting itself in the foot, because it's risking lives, innocent lives, not in Syria, where thousands of people have already died. And there's two things there. Obviously, there's the resurgence of ISIS and the terrible things that they're doing, but also the fact that Turkey is indiscriminately attacking civilians, and the potential for the loss of life is going to increase massively when they enter Afrin. Or if they choose not to enter Afrin, decide to completely annihilate the city with airstrikes. Because if they've had it tough now, whereby they've lost a lot of fighters, both FSA and Turkish, and a lot of military equipment in the countryside, when they enter an urban environment where it's a lot more dangerous and more difficult for people, they're going to see the casualty numbers just completely spike and go through the roof. My fear is that to prevent that from happening and to prevent themselves getting bogged down or getting drawn into a prolonged urban fight, they'll just simply bomb the hell out of the town. And the amount of civilian casualties we will see is just going to grow enormously. So Britain needs to realize that, yes, there's a moral perspective here, but also our standing in the world is suffering the more we stick close to Erdogan. We've got an economic interest, we've got a security interest, we've got just about every interest we could possibly imagine is affected by this war. So we have to do something about it.